Good morning, Lagos. This is Weeba Bor on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM with the show Power Solutions, where we talk about the solutions to Nigeria's power problems and not the problems. So we can't get power without power companies, and power companies cannot deliver power without investors. So today we're happy to talk about a major investment in one of Nigeria's leading indigenous solar energy companies. And in the station with me is both one of the co-founders and two of the investors. I'm actually the third investor. But we'll be focusing on the conversation with them. So first of all, Kunle Odebumi, who's the co-founder of the company called Arnergy. So good morning, Kunle.
Good morning, Weber.
All right. Then we also have Anders Blom, who's an investment manager with Norfund.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. And then we have Bumi Adekore, who's a partner with Breakthrough Energy Ventures.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
All right. So we're going to kick off with a question for Kunle, the co-founder of Arnergy. So tell us about this company, that Arnergy, that we're all investing in.
Great questions. Arnergy actually incorporated in 2013, and we began our operation like 5 years ago. When we started the operation, we had crystal clear idea of what we want to do in Nigeria. We want to electrify Nigerian businesses. We want to electrify Nigerian residential homes. And that was the motivating factor that we've pushed through since 5 years right now. We have installed capacity about 2 megawatts installed capacity and about 5 megawatts of hours of storage capacity that we have done up to now with little capital.
Right, with the little capital you've raised on your own from Bank of Industry and others. But what's happening today? Tell us about what's the big announcement.
The big announcement is that we are happy to announce to the entire world that Arnergy have been able to secure stellar investors across the world. We have 4 investors across the world who have backed this company right now, and we have like $9 million investments that have just been raised in our Series A just to catalyze and, you know, and commercialize our growth.
All right, and who are the investors?
The investors are Breakthrough Energy Ventures. I'm happy that Bumi, the partner, is in the room with me here, and Norwegian Investment Fund for Developing Countries, Norfund. Anders is also here. EDFI, Electrify, which like 15 DFI countries in Europe are also there, and Orlon, which is a Shell seeder company.
Right, which is where I work. Yeah. Exactly. So 4 really strong investors have chosen to invest in this company, $9 million. And to put that in context, I think that's the largest investment so far in a totally indigenous solar company. So congratulations.
Thank you.
It shows that we're moving forward in this industry. So Bumi, from Breakthrough Energy Ventures, you guys are based in the U.S. You have some pretty heavy backers. Yeah. What made you choose Arnergy as your first energy investment in Africa?
Yeah, you know, look, we believe in local content. We want to see success in Nigeria. We want to see the power sector addressed in a what we would call a commercial sense. We want to back indigenous companies. One of the key attractions to Arnergy is that this is a group that was founded by Nigerians solving Nigerian problems. These are core attractions for us. We are very attracted to the prospect of commercial returns. We're not in it for philanthropy. We believe that we can actually build a real business here. We see this team as a very grassroots team that is working very hard on the ground and that deserves international support.
All right. And maybe also then, just so people understand how big this is, tell us a little bit more about Breakthrough Energy Ventures and what this investment means for you.
Yes. So Breakthrough Energy Ventures, we're about over $1 billion venture capitalist based in Boston in the United States. We have 2 offices in Boston and in Palo Alto. We make investments that essentially address climate change. We're in this to find a way to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions on the planet. Electricity is a very big concern for us when we look at non-OECD countries, in particular Nigeria. The level of installed diesel capacity is not sustainable for economic growth. We have to find alternative ways to electrify Nigeria, and this is what Arnergy really stands for. Arnergy is providing a modular solution that effectively can replace diesel generation. We have a very unique product that is modularized around 5 kilowatt. We believe that that is going to have a very big impact in the diesel generation community. It will have a very big impact on the climate focus in terms of mitigating CO2. And I think this is the team that is going to execute. We believe in the founders. We believe in the leadership team. We believe in the operational team of the company. And we're really excited about the work they're going to do.
All right. So they're putting a lot of pressure on your shoulders. But let's move to Anders. So Anders represents Norfund. Maybe so also you can talk about Norfund. And I believe this is your first energy investment in Nigeria. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a milestone, I believe.
Thank you, Wiebe. So Norfund's, like Kunle was saying, the Development Finance Institute out of Norway. It's 100% owned by the government of Norway. And our mission is really to create jobs and improve people's lives by investing in businesses that focus on sustainable development. Just like our energy here, they're dedicated to providing access to energy, reliable energy services, and clean energy services. So it's right down our mission in terms of what Norfund wants to drive. And it also fits with our, let's say, increased Nigeria strategy. So while Norfund has been active, let's say, on Southern and Eastern Africa previously, we are now moving in and recently approved a new strategy to invest much more in Nigeria as a core investment area. So Arnergy is obviously, we're proud to be supporting of the team in their mission to provide clean and reliable energy to SMEs and residential customers. And we think that there is a large opportunity there, obviously a large challenge ahead of us as well. But this is beneficial for Nigeria. So we're happy to obviously support the local team and together with other co-investors along this. So we are increasing our efforts in Nigeria. We recently supported another company called Starsight in the same segment here as well with a senior loan and are looking to do more.
Okay, so all the entrepreneurs out there, I hope you heard that. They're looking to do more. And I think it's good to hear that Norway is planning to invest more in Nigeria. A few weeks ago when they beat the Super Falcons 3-0, and they were already 3-0 up in the first half, we were a bit worried, but it sounds like Norway is trying to get some forgiveness for that. So we appreciate that. So Kunle, let's go back to you. So we've talked about, Arnergy, that you've just raising this large amount of capital for your next round of execution and growth. But now tell us about the company. What is the product? How do people access it? What is your typical customer?
A typical customers are businesses in impact sector, healthcare, education. If you're a school out there and you need your school to be powered, energy is a point of contact for you to come in. Healthcare, if you have hospitals, pharmaceutical chain, energy is a point of contact for you to come in. We are here to reduce your energy costs. Mm-hmm. Whatever you are paying energy costs, like Bumi said, you are burning diesel every now and then. So energy as a renewable energy company will help you to reduce your energy costs to the barest minimum. If you are a retail outlet there, SMEs, energy is a point of contact for you to reach out to us and call us. In terms of how do people reach out to us, there are numbers that you can call. Our customer call center numbers are there, 080-228-8840. I repeat that again, 080-228-8840. And then you can as well call another number, 080-228-8841. So both numbers are active and live. Our call center agents are there to welcome you to Arnergy. And then, as a matter of fact, we are also looking for distribution partners, installation partners. If you are out there, you want to install massively across Nigeria, this is an opportunity for you to reach out to Arnergy. If you're a financing partner across financial institutions, because we have a consumer financing scheme that we have put in place, so it's an opportunity for you to reach out to us.
All right, that's great to hear. So there's a whole ecosystem that can actually be part of this success.
Correct.
But now, what about the technology? It's 5 kilowatts, but it's powered by solar, but how does it work?
Yeah, it's 5 kilowatts powered by solar, so you have a battery storage, and that's the most impressive things that we have brought on the table. It's lithium-ion batteries. So we've not seen that before. So we have guarantees and warranties of up to 10 years on these lithium-ion batteries that we give to customers. And then if you're a customer, the good thing is if you're a customer and you want to subscribe to one of our business models, energy subscription. So what that means is that you are only paying fixed amount of money every month for the next 10 years. So every operations, maintenance, everything reside with Arnergy. So Arnergy is going to get there, fix it for you. You will be able to also see at a glance what you are doing in terms of your consumption, in terms of the generation capacity of the system, and then you'll be able to manage your energy very well.
All right. Okay, so maybe you can call the numbers one more time.
Two numbers. The first number is 080 for call center. If you want to reach out to our call center, 080-2288-8840. And the second number is 080-2288-8841.
Okay. So now, just to put it in context, a 5-kilowatt system, what does that power for a business? What does it power?
For a typical business, for a clinic that have different healthcare gadgets, it will power what you need to power in a typical clinic. It's a small size clinic that will power it. But now, if you are intending to put AC, because we've seen Nigerians that are because of the weather conditions, they want to put an AC to it, you can double size that. So if you double size that, we'll be able to power AC. We've seen businesses that we have powered across Nigeria that are currently on this product. And the last count, one of the customers remarked that 600% margin he has gotten from that, you know, in terms of savings from using our product. 5 kilowatts can, you know, for schools, typical schools, you want to power the computer laboratories and things like that. 5 kilowatts on your roof, you do just to that.
Okay, good. So it can actually provide quite a lot of power, and with these smaller businesses, can really make a difference.
That is it.
All right.
Smaller businesses, agri-businesses, you can power. You have agri-businesses. Mm. You have schools, educations, healthcare. Mm. So we have this focus in terms of our target verticals. Mm.
All right. Okay.
Businesses.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's move back to Bumi. So obviously, Bumi Adekore, from your name, we can tell you're Nigerian.
Yes.
I know that when you were young, I guess you left Nigeria, went to the U.S., but now you're out there sort of working with some of the biggest investors in the world, and you're telling them the Nigerian story and bringing their money here.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about what that journey has been like, considering Nigeria doesn't always have the best reputation for investors.
Yes, you know, the way we think about it is Nigeria is such a pivotal country in Africa. The largest population, currently over 200 million people to date. If you look at 2050 projections, it will be the third largest country in the world, roughly close to 400 million people. So below India, China comes Nigeria. With that level of population, it is important that Nigeria goes through a real industrialization route. And industrialization requires electrification. You can't industrialize without electrification. Given the challenges in the electricity sector, we have to approach it from both the distribution, the generation, and the transmission chain. Bringing investors to Nigeria is not a trivial thing to do. I think one of the key advantages of energy is that you have a truly homegrown team here. You have a truly indigenous team here that has really done a lot without institutional capital. So we appreciate that level of financial discipline and financial rigor. That is one of the key attractions to Western investors. We don't want to see capital being expended in non-efficient fashion. So energy is that embodiment of a team that exhibits this question of financial discipline. Bringing investors to Nigeria also includes retelling the story. It's not just a story of dysfunctionality, it's a story of opportunity. Nigeria is a place of opportunity, and you know, we have to improve the emphasis on the narrative of opportunity. And I think that is another key attraction, is when you see the scale of what is possible in Nigeria, we can talk more about why this is a good return for capital as opposed to why things are dysfunctional. So this combination of empowering the indigenous technical competence, the indigenous business competence, and also retelling the narrative of opportunity as opposed to a narrative of dysfunctionality, I think is a very key essential ingredients in attracting Western capital to Nigeria.
Well, thank you for what you've done, and to put your own reputation on the line to bring the money of all those billionaires to Nigeria. So I hope this will be the first of many.
I hope so too.
So let's go to Anders. So Anders works for Norfund, which of course is funded actually by taxpayers' dollars in Norway. So obviously there's also a very big responsibility to invest in companies that are going to have a return but also create quite a bit of impact. But what, you know, you mentioned that you're looking at doing more in Nigeria. You've just done two deals in the last couple of weeks in the energy space. What do Nigerian entrepreneurs need to know? how do they need to set up their companies? What do they need to keep in mind if they're trying to get investment from a fund like yours?
Well, the challenge, especially in this part of the energy sector, has been the scale of some of these companies. So funds like Nord Fund and many other DFIs are typically used to investing in large-scale power projects that, you know, are $50, $100 million type of investments. They're fully project financed. They're what we've seen, and that's the business case. Now, in the distributed generation space, thanks to the decreasing cost of solar and batteries, new business models are appearing, not just in Nigeria, but across all the sectors and all the geographies that we're looking at. But that's starting usually from a small scale. So just like Kunle and his co-founders started off on a very small scale. So one, the challenge for us as an investor has been adapting our, let's say, profile in reaching down to some of these investors and nurturing them from, let's say, a relatively early stage and a more venture type of business investment, which is not traditional to DFI investment world. So we're stretching, let's say, our boundaries a little bit and trying to support this sector and as it grows. No doubt, we have a belief that once it does grow, there will be larger opportunities and you know, it's easier to raise institutional capital from Breakthrough and, you know, other investors as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really bridging this gap and being structured in an approach and you know, doing as much as you can in a proper fashion. So being attractive to let's say international investments as such. And this is the challenge, but we see more and more of our, let's say, co-investors or peers in the investment community, either bridging this gap by some grant facilities and so forth, or reducing their ticket size. So we're moving in the right direction, but of course, we need to prove this case again. So back to you, Kunle.
Yeah. So again, lots on your shoulders, Kunle. So, Anders, one other question I'd like to ask, since you've been, I mean, Nord Fund has traditionally been investing in East Africa, Southern Africa. What's different or similar about Nigerian companies and Nigerian entrepreneurs to those in East Africa and Southern Africa? Is there any difference? Is it unique? Or is it all pretty much the same?
No, I mean, it's different, I'd say, from two perspectives. I think Bunmi has raised the first one. I mean, we're also proud to, let's say, invest in local businesses as well that are, you know, that are founded and driven and run by local Nigerians. And this is the way we can create sustainable businesses as well. So I think this is a key aspect, and we see a lot of this in Nigeria compared to East Africa, primarily in the same segment. The other aspect which is different, of course, the business models aren't really the same, and every market has its uniqueness, right? So whereas in East Africa, typically Tanzania and Kenya, it's an energy to access type of space, and looking at how that grid pans out, and when the grid is there, we're building grid power projects to support that. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, I mean, everybody's aware of the challenge here is even if you're on the grid, you're not getting power, right? So the business model in this weak grid or bad grid is totally different and a little bit unique in terms of the scales in Nigeria.
Right. So Bunmi, let's take that to you now. Yeah. I mean, so your fund is also a big global fund.
Yes.
And you're obviously newer than Nord Fund, but usually funds like yours, if they come to Africa, they settle, you know, they first do something in East Africa, maybe South Africa.
Yes.
But you guys have done Nigeria first.
Yes.
Now, I know part of it is because of you personally.
Yes.
But you still had to sell it.
Yes.
And so what was it that you were able to do to make it direct to Nigeria before the other parts of Africa?
Yeah, well, let's make no mistakes about it. Nigeria is a very difficult beachhead market for a variety of reasons. But I think it's really the strategic consideration. If we're able to address this question of intermittency in Nigeria, it is something that will, you know, have ripple effects across Africa, particularly in West Africa. You know, Nigeria has this regional power. It has this regional presence in West Africa. It has a regional presence in Africa and all. So it is the right beachhead market to tackle from a venture capitalist perspective. It's impossible for us to invest in all the 54 countries thereabouts in Africa. Mm-hmm. So we have to be strategic in our consideration. And coming to Anders's point, because we are not a philanthropic organization, we're in this for capital, we have to address the question of capacity to pay. Mm-hmm. And when you see this question of commercial returns, where best can we have that commercial returns for a problem as severe as the intermittency that we see in Nigeria? what has been demonstrated in Nigeria is that the customers have a capacity to pay. They're already paying by pursuing alternatives in diesel generators today. And so in terms of commercial returns, this is the best market where we can practice that doctrine of a non-philanthropic approach to solving this power crisis.
Right, yeah. So this is where if you make an impact here, you make a substantial impact in Nigeria.
You demonstrate that there is a commercial thesis here and investors can make money. And that is ultimately what investors want to do. Investors want to make money.
Right.
We want to make profitable returns. And we want to have an impact, but we are selling a product and we have to run a business. You know, you have to have cost-reflective tariffs in the off-grid sector just as you will have on the on-grid sector. So all these economic factors, I think, are best exhibited in Nigeria. They are best realized in Nigeria. And as Anders also mentioned, the key thing here is we have an indigenous team that can execute. We want to support local content. We want to support transference of technical competencies to indigenous engineers and indigenous practitioners. And I think energy is the best embodiment of that as we see it today.
All right. Thank you. So we're going to go to the phone lines for a few minutes. So if you can play the numbers.
Call us on 01-277-0993,
01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening. All right, so while we're waiting for calls, Kunle, maybe you can talk about, I know you mentioned one company that had substantial cost savings, but give us an example of some of the impact. That these companies have once they now have an energy system and can put their diesel generator away.
Yeah, okay. I mentioned one company the other time, but then there are several other companies that were powered in the health sectors that the impact is being phenomenal. You know, I will sit down here and tell you about a medical doctor who runs an hospital and said, "Hey, since you installed your glow box on my roof, and since that time, you know, we've not had downtime." Right, and for them,
so they've had 24/7
power.
So that's possible in Nigeria.
It's very possible in Nigeria. So, okay. So a lot of our customers are currently experiencing this.
And what kind of uptime do you usually provide?
Right, 99.9%.
99.9. Okay, that's
because
pretty good.
We call energy as energy is synonymous with power reliability.
Right. Okay, so I think we have a call. Okay, so what about in addition to the financial impact and so on, what other impacts does it have on their businesses?
We know that once a business expenses is reduced, the business work efficiently more, right? So if the business work efficiently more, they're able to employ more people, they're able to do several other things that they've never been able to do before, right? So in a typical hospital or a school, right, we've seen a school that we've powered, and then people begin to take their children. They see increase in terms of the intakes of school children in those schools because laboratories are working, computers are working, everything is efficient in those schools. It brings efficiency into businesses.
Okay.
Efficiency into businesses. When there's power reliability, there are efficiency in every businesses.
All right, let's go to the phones. All right, good morning. How are you? What's your name?
Thank you, Paul. My name.
All right, so what's your question?
And I just want to find out. Now, those investors, those companies, energy companies, more in solar energy, you know?
It's solar, correct?
And
sorry, the connection is too bad. We can't actually understand you. Maybe you can try and call back. All right. Okay. So, Anders, you've done investments in other countries. What are some lessons you've seen elsewhere that Nigeria should be considering?
That's a good question. I think the challenge with this, I mean, one of the challenges, as you say, is that the opportunity is obviously so big as well, and the demand is there, has been suppressed for a long time. The diesel gen sets are running, and we want to replace them, you know, immediately. But scaling a business is tricky business as well. So doing this and focusing again, like Bumi's concern is focusing on profitability for the business that we're actually investing in as well. and not just racing to get the next customer, but actually making sure that this is a sound business and sustainable business that can live on.
All right. So, Bumi.
Yes.
Now over to you. So, you know, you've been obviously following the Nigerian power sector for a long time.
Yes.
Most Nigerians are probably ready to give up and think that power will never be solved. Do you think that with companies like Arnergy and other entrepreneurs you've seen in Nigeria that there's hope?
Absolutely. I think the first thing in solving a problem is to be hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is to be strategic. And the third thing is to execute. And I think the combination of what we are seeing in locally grown talent and their capacity.
Okay, one sec. We're going to go to the phones.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. What's your name?
Nigeria Info, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I just want a quick question.
Go ahead.
From the man from RNIG.
Okay.
Is there anything for a household, say a 3-bedroom flat that is cost effective and which will serve 24 hours, as Kunle has been talking?
Okay.
Or for a small bungalow of maybe about 4-roomed house, which is also cost effective, which can be done as quickly as possible. Thank you.
All right. Kunle, can you answer that?
Yeah. Correctly, that's a residential home, 4-room bedroom flats. We have customers currently on our platform using that powering their homes with solar. Yes, there are solutions that we deploy for you. Just reach out to the numbers that I dictated earlier on. Our teams are on ground to take your calls and then, you know, arrange your deployment.
Okay, maybe give the numbers again. He might not have been listening.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
You mean we should call the customer line, which you give?
Yes, yes.
They will give us the cost details.
Yes.
They will give you the cost details, and then you will be able to have access to uninterrupted electricity.
All right, give us the numbers again.
Okay, we can do that after this, after this program.
You can call right now.
Please call right now, 080-22-88-8840. I take that again. 080-22-88-8840.
41. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. So we're rounding up now. We only have about a minute left. So I'm going to leave the last word to Kunle, because Kunle is the co-founder. He's the star. This is your company. You're going to change Nigeria. But what's your message to Nigerians?
The time is now for Nigerians to have a clean, reliable power for productive use. The time is now for every businesses in Nigeria to call the number I dictated earlier on so that they'll be able to have uninterrupted clean electricity. With the investment, we are here to fuel our growth. We are installing. We need installation partners. We need distribution partners across Nigeria. The time is right now for all Nigerians to have uninterrupted power supply.
Thank you very much, Kunle. This is very exciting. Again, the company is called Arnergy. And the investors are global investors who've collectively put in $9 million as a start. And this is going to help Arnergy now take the next level, go to the next level as a business, and serve thousands more Nigerians so that they have uninterrupted power and they can actually generate economic activity. So thank you very much, Kunle, and everybody else for coming on the show. This has been a great show, and it's exciting when these kinds of announcements can be made. And I'm sure there's going to be many, many more in the next couple of months as this sector grows and Nigerians get lit up. So, have a great week, Lagos, and talk to you next week.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. Unique music.